Another producer you worked with in the past, Marco Polo, on Double Barreled, which I really like because it's one of those albums. I mean, the production is great, but also it's one of those albums where you stand out as someone who's like, you have something to say, and it doesn't matter if it rhymes. You're just going to say it, and it works. Like, I mean, that's the thing. It works. But what I noticed is Marco Polo's not on this album. Was there a scheduling conflict, or I mean, is there a reason behind it?
No. Marco's my brother. I just spoke to Marco. Marco's birthday was just yesterday, so you know that's my guy. Margo and I, it just didn't happen on the album. Like, again, our relationship and friendship is so organic. It's not like force feed it, you know. Marco and I planned on doing another collaborative album, and so it wasn't, you know, like, yo, we got to get one in. And I know when people see the track list and that, you know, the first thing they always say, no Sky Zoo, no Marco Polo, no. And I'm like, yo, you've seen me work with these people. So, like, you want me to just keep continuing to do the same thing over and over again? That's not me. You know, I think that over the course of coming into my 8th year of releasing music, I pride myself on the fact that, you know, even though you're always going to get Torre, you're going to get the same general aesthetic as far as what I'm bringing to the table, I always try to do it in a different way. You know, I always try to give you a different angle to look at it. You know, even if we're telling the same story, I'm giving it to you from different points of view, so you get a different perspective on it. So Marco and I, we just didn't connect on this one. You know, Marco just did PA2. I wasn't on PA2. So people were like, yo, you're not on. And I was like, yo, it's not a big deal. For us, the relationship and the friendship is so real that it's not about going to the studio to do a record. You know what I'm saying? Like, but now that Entitled is done, I will say this live right here first. Top of the year, me and Marco going back in. We're going to cook up and we're going to do it again, you know, because that's what we are. It's been when we dropped June 2009. So it's time. Now it's time. And you guys will get, you know, 12 or 13 joints from Torre and Marco. Not 13. I don't like 13 as an album number. But, you know, 12 or 14 joints or 10. You know what I'm saying? Marco Polo, Torre joints. We have that chemistry. And when we did that album, you know, we both felt like it was needed. You know, our thing was like, yo, there's a void in this feel, in this sound for a whole album. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? For a whole album, let's give them the hardest rhymes and the hardest beats and the coldest, you know what I mean, New York City night, you know, the grittiest Tims and the thickest hoodie and thermal. Like, that was just the whole feel behind making that record. So now we're gonna, you know, we're gonna swim back around and give it to you one more again.